Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to begin a Mitzvah Hashem complete Simin Tof Reish Lamed Dalet, which deals with the minimal size of a sukkah. Shlosia Pachos Mishiva Al Shiva. Sukkah shouldn't be less than 7 by 7 Tvachim. Can I remind people that the Daf Yomi is starting on Friday, July 9th, Chav Tes Tammuz, Masecha Sukkah, and it ties in, especially the first couple of Dafin, with exactly what we're doing right now. Very fascinating way to go learn the Gemara inside, as well as then see the Halacha L'maisa. Now, we begin the Mechaber on the bottom line of Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Sukkah She'en Bo Shiva Al Shiva, if a Sukkah doesn't have the minimal requirements, length and width of being at least 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim, so then, Psula, it is not a Kasher Sukkah. Ulinim Godel, in terms of the maximal size, length and width, again, we talked about the height, can't be more than 20 Amos from the ground up until the schach that we talked about previously, but in terms of the length and width, you can have a palatial size sukkah, linyan godel, ein lo shir lamala. There is no limit into how large a sukkah could be. You could put up schach over the Meadowland Stadium where we have the Daf Yomi celebration, and that would be fine if it was a kosher sukkah in terms of the construction of the schach. Now, let's understand what this din is. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, he tells us that the minimum 7 by 7 tvachim, dizeu shir shemachzik rosho verubo shel adam v'shulchan tefach. The Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah talks about this, that this is the sheet of Beis Shammai, actually, that it has to hold the head of a person, the majority of their body, and a shulchan that is one tefach. According to Rashi, the person is lying on his side in this way. According to many other Rishonim, he's just sitting up in a sukkah and has to have his head and his body and a shulchan of a tefach. That is the minimal shear. And if you look in Os Aleph, in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings down the gavra, the amsa yosef, a person is an amma. So that's the 6 tvachim. It's brought down from the Rosh. And he adds, l'chora, harei adam yoshe b'shisha tvachim, v'tefach shulchano, so v'day b'shisha shiva. So he says, technically, so the person is 6 tvachim plus 1 of the shulchan, but then in the other orientation, it should be adequate with just 6 tvachim, because the shulchan is taking up only 1 tefach in one orientation. He says, "V'efshar tekiven de'bo'ino shiva mitzad echad." So he says, once you need 7 from one side, sorich lios shiva mikol tzad. Then you need it on the other side as well. Kidei yishuchal or adam leishev b'chol makom u'makom. So the person could sit in any place that he wants in that very small size sukkah. And this brought down the name of the Ma'ariv Mordechai. Brings out for the Morgan of Rum, it's mashma old, another reason from Rashi, lefisha derech sudasim baseba, that they would lie down when they would eat their meals, ben ochlin zakufim v'yoshim kimono. As I mentioned, Rashi says that it's talking about a person leaning or lying down, and therefore, lefikach tzor shiva al shiva, lios bazer, rosh al rubo v'shulchano. In this situation, he requires the 7 by 7 in order to be able to lie down in this fashion. And he says, v'afilu lididon, shiyoshim zakufim. Nowadays, we all eat sitting up. Therefore, one could argue, Vevi Sagi B'shisha Al Shiva, that we should be able to do it with 7 by 6. Nevertheless, he says, we leave the din as it is, Mikol Mokom B'ino Shiva Al Shiva, the Bots Mizeh Lab Dirahi, because less than this is not considered a Dira Klal, and a Dira Srucha. This is like considered an inappropriate, inadequate space to live in, like we said, when the Hutsun come down and they ruin it for you, as we learned in yesterday's shir. Mishnah Berurah continues, says, "Ayn in the Achronim sheiskimu the bein ba'orech ubein barochav lo yechsa mishiva tochem." That there should be 7 by 7 length and width; it shouldn't be less. Now, Cain in b'tzad echad pachos mishiva tochem. If one side has less than 7 tochem, or b'tzad sheni orech harbe yoser lo mahani lezeh. Even though the total area will be, let's say, it's 7 by 7 tochem, so then the total area is 49 square tochem. So let's say you had in one direction 20 tochem, and the other direction at 6 tvachim, so that would be 20 times 6, would be 120 tvachim, square tvachim. That's much larger than the 49 square tvachim. Nevertheless, lo mahanil is that would not be acceptable. You need to have a minimum of 7 by 7, not that the total square area has to be a minimum of 49 square tvachim. Furthermore, the Magen Avraham writes, cause of the Magen Avraham, afilu sukkah gedol harbi, even if it's a very, very large sukkah, and in one small corner, it's indented in a way, shein bo shiva al shiva, so one corner doesn't have the 7 by 7 tevach area, so then also leishev sham, you can't go and sit over there and eat in the sukkah, or sleep over there, kivon sham mokum tsar lo shev sham, it's too narrow for a person to be yotze, the mitzvah sukkah in that area. The issue footnote number 3 brings out from the Chazon Ish that he disagrees. He says, "Mutol l'shevus v'mokum hatzar." You could stay over there. Why? He says, "Kivin shu kosher midin pasel," since it technically has schach over there. And rak imyesh tzuras ha-pesach b'chnisol l'mokum zeh. If you had a separate entrance way with the tzuras ha-pesach there, then he would agree that you shouldn't sit there. But otherwise, he says you can. He says if you had a separate tzuras ha-pesach, kivin shenachshel k'mokum mivneatzol, that designates it as a separate area that's less than 7 by 7 tvachim, and then it wouldn't be considered a part of the larger sukkah. He adds as well, "Sha'af imyesh He says, if you have actually posel schach over there, then it's also permissible loshev esham because it's not considered really a separate sukkah. Kivon shedino kechelik me'sukkah gdola. It's like part of the larger sukkah, and the sukkah gdola is permissible to go and sit in, and any part of the sukkah gdola that has posel schach, as long as it doesn't fit the parameters that it's more than four tefachim, so it's less than four tefachim, you can actually sit there as well. So the Chazon Ish disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah over here. In the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim has a larger arichus about this. In Dibra Masko, Sukkah She'en Bo Shiva, Ayin in this large Bir Halacha for those details. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, he holds that also Leishiv Shom Kivin Shamokim Salo L'Shev Hashom, and he says, Vatiko El Yerabba, this is the opinion of the El Yerabba, and as I pointed out, Ayin in the Bir Halacha for many other opinions. Now, Sivkot and Beis, we said the Mechaber wrote that there is no shear of a large size of a sukkah. It could be even 100 amma by 100 amma. But after sukkah diras haroi, but even though a sukkah by definition we hold has to be a temporary structure, and if you're making a palatial type of a sukkah, it's 100 amma by 100 amma, one might think that that's a diras keva. Nevertheless, no. Mikomakom ha afilu gedola harbe, even if it's very, very large. You could technically enclose the area with a very type of a transitory type of a wall. It can stand up in a ruach matsuya, but it's not really a permanent structure. Even if you make it out of a material like hutza and dafna, it can stand up to a ruach matsuya, but it's not certainly going to be standing up for 100 years. Since it could be made aroi, even if you were to make it with cement, even if you were to make it with real walls, then nevertheless it would be ksheira. He brings us down the name of the Bach. Sif Beis. We've been talking about sukkahs that have three walls. Not a triangle, but three walls in the form of a square with the fourth side being open. The Chabad tells us down in Sif Beis, Im Hayagula, what happens if it's a circular sukkah? So in this situation, you have to make sure that you can square inside of it the minimum size of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, and then it's a kosher sukkah. So shehebo kidei lirabeya shiva al shiva. As long as the circle can inscribe within in the square that 7 by 7 tvachim, it's a kosher sukkah. Mishmur explains Sivkot and Gimel. The chola sukkah ksher leshebo. Not only within the square is it good, but even in the circular part that extends beyond the square, it's also good. And you don't have to try to sit within the 7x7 square area that's inscribed within this circle. You can sit anywhere within the circle, again, assuming, of course, there's kosher schach over the entire structure, which is what we're dealing with. Sivkot and Dalit, Shiva al Shiva. And he says, the circumference of such a circle that can contain within in a square of 7x7, this is based upon the Pythagorean theorem, a squared plus b squared equals c squared. I won't go through all the math over here. The Shaar HaTzion goes through some of it in Os Dalit, if you're really interested. But the bottom line is, you can draw a circle around this square, and the Chut Sovev, if you actually took a piece of string and went around it, it would turn out to be Esrim V'tisho Tvachim, would have to be 29 a tvachim, ushnei chamishim, and 2/5 of a tefach. And if you have a circle that has that perimeter, that circumference around it, then you know that it can withhold within that circle a square of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Nuchal rabeya besocha shiva al shiva. That's the math. V'uadin kisha'oseh bas chomesh zov yoseh. The same thing would be true if you made a sukkah that was in the form of a pentagon, or in a hexagon, or any other shape, 5 corners or more. It's irrelevant. That's not the problem. As long as it can hold within it, a sukkah, there would be 7 tochim by 7 tochim. A square can be held within this sukkah of a pentagon, hexagon, or any other shape, like we said, a circle, so then it's a perfectly kosher sukkah. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Yesh bo shiva al shiva, if you have in the sukkah a 7x7 tefach area, v'nosan bo begodim l'no'osa, and you then put in some sort of begodim, like curtains or utensils, to beautify it, and umematim osa mishiva al shiva, and now it's compressing your space. You had exactly the tzimtzum, 7x7 tefachim, and now you put in some curtains to beautify it, or some other decorative item, and you now have only 6x6 space or 5x5 space. So then, psula, then it's not a kosher sukkah. Chofetz Chaim in Dibra Maskel, Begodim L'Na'osa, in the Bir Halacha, says that according to the Prima Godim, this may be only a din de Rabbanon. It may not be possible with the Raisa, it may be only possible with the Rabbanon. It is mistapik, ulai. That which we say over here is only a din de Rabbanon. But in any event, it is no good. Why is it no good? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Hay, the Afdelinian Gova, in regards to the height of the ceiling, we said Isul El b'simin tofer ishlamid gimel. We learned in the previous simin in siftes deimim atin also migova ayadezeh that if you had decorations, you had a 10 tefach space, exactly 10 tefachim, and then you had some decorations coming down, it didn't ruin it. We said in that situation because you wanted it there, and therefore it's not considered a sukkah srucha because you wanted it there. Here, in regards to the length and the width, hachalinyan min hatzad lo mahani. Here, it does ruin it, even though by the height, it doesn't ruin it. By the length and the width, it does ruin it. Why? Because here, you don't have enough space to put your head, most of your body, and your table in there. When the height is impacted, so then you can bend down a little bit. But here, you can't bend your body into a space that's less than 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, and therefore it's no good. And the issue footnote number 80 brings down the difference between b'tam achiluk bein sukkah she hanoi shebetzida memayit mishtocha sheposa levein sukkah sheyeh bo noy lamala shebemayit begova. The difference over here between on the height, it doesn't ruin it when you have the noy, but in the length and the width, it does ruin it. So he explains from the re-milunil that hanoi lamala, when it's the schach in the vertical component, yochal nichlenas Lisham litzam sin is komoso. As I pointed out, you can bend down a little bit. Oh, lishkav ma'at ba'ofen shasuka eno diras ruch legabav. You can arrange your body in a way that it won't interfere with you. But from the side, you can't do that. You can't compress your body into a smaller area. As opposed to in the height, 10 tvachim, you could compress your body by lying down. The rest of the Dirshu footnote 8 has additional details. Ayin sham. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel also Mishiva adds from the Bach that he says the reasoning is Kivin the Osir Litlo Kol Shiva, since you can't leave it there all 7 days because it's Noi Sukkah and it's also to use for anything else, and therefore you're going to be compressed in that space and therefore you can't use that Sukkah. However, he says, if you did it, so over here, if these hechi de hisna de eno bodel kol ben hashmoshos the mutar litlo kidel kamon eno mamayit. So then, if you did, said during the ben hashmoshos when you're putting it there that I reserve the right to take it out and not use as noit sukkah, so then it in fact would not be mamayit and it would be a kosher sukkah. That's what the Bach says. Finally, the Chofech Chaim adds in Dibra Maschol Psula in the Bir Halacha, and he says, look in the Shulta Gibarim in the name of the Riaz, the clay tashmishin ain't a mamayit afilim natsad. He disagrees and says that utensils that have a purpose, so then they're not mamayit even if they're on the side. Not only the vertical component are they not mamayit, even on the side. And he brings down that the Mogen of Ram Paskins is Shulta Gibarim, and he says, im tluyin v'yardin l'tzol chasara the chashivi kamo noyin. He says that it's only, however, in the vertical component and not on the side. But he says, L'chori, Yosef, Revus, Hoya, and Mayamatikol, in Yemen Atzad. Why did the Magen Avraham say it's in the vertical component and not in the length and width orientation? That would be a bigger chiddush. And he wants to suggest that therefore the Magen Avraham disagrees with that and he didn't paskin that. But he says, V'tzarachian, it's not clear that that's the case. And if you look in Dirshu footnote number 9, he brings down, Lini Mishiniach B'tzad Asukah Kli, She'ein Govo Magia Adaschach. If you put some sort of a chest on the side of the sukkah, you have a sukkah 7x7, you put some sort of a chest over there, and it doesn't reach to the schach, so hamemayit is rochav a sukkah mishiv tochem, it does diminish the length and the width to be less than 7 tochem. However, ach efshor l'sheves agabav, if you were to sit on top of it, so then yeshom rochav shiva tochem, over there above the chest, you would have 7 tochem. So what's the halacha? So he brings down from the Bikur Yaakov, she'af al pikein, yesh lahach mishalo l'sheves b'sukkah zu. He says you shouldn't use such a sukkah unless you have no choice. Kivan she yeshiva agabi kalim eno tsuras dira, that's not normal, and it doesn't really have the status of teshu ka'in tadur. So I am assuming that if you have zero other options, so then sit there and don't make a bracha. But certainly lechatchila, one should not do this. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mi shaya rosha v'ruba v'sukkah. If you had your head and most of your body in the sukkah, v'shulchano chutz l'sukkah v'ochal, and the table was outside the sukkah. This is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the beginning of the Gemara in sukkah, where Beis Shammai says that we make a gzeira and say that we are concerned that if the table is outside the sukkah, even though you're in the sukkah right now, and even if it's a large sukkah, you may bend your head outside of the sukkah and eat over the table, and therefore not be yotze. So Beis Shammai says we're gozer. Beis Hillel says we're not gozer. So here we're quoting the opinion of Beis Shammai. It says in the Ber Hagola, this is the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches, which is also really quoted at the very beginning of sukkah as well. And we paskin like Beis Shammai. This is one of those rare situations we paskin like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. And it says, Misho Yerosh of Ruba Sukkah Bishulchan Chutz L'Sukkah V'Ochal. In this situation, Ki'ilu Lo'ochal B'Sukkah. Beis Shammai says because of this gezeira, we count it as if you didn't eat in the sukkah. And this is true, even afilu min sukkah gedola. This is not there are two dinim over here. One is the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Is it 6x6 or 7x7? And then, even if you hold that you're in a very large sukkah, if your table is outside the sukkah, so even though you're in a very large sukkah, Beis Shammai says we make a gezeira because of the table, and that's why it says afilu mi sukkah gedola. Even if you're in a very large sukkah, so then gezeira, the rabbis instituted this gezeira shema yimoshek achar shulchanu, that you may come to forget yourself and you'll lean over the table which is outside the sukkah. So even if you're in a very large sukkah, you're still not yotze ki'ilu lo ochal b'sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav tells us, if part of the table is inside the sukkah, and part of it's in the house, so then in that situation, mutter. We do say that it's permissible. The logos rinam is there. Here we don't make such a gzeira. Aval im kol shulchan b'bayis, but if the entire table is outside the sukkah, it's in the house. Afilu hu yoshiv kul b'sukkah, even if he's entirely in the sukkah, v'sukkah is a sukkah gedola, and even if it's a very large sukkah, also we follow this gzeira of Beis Shammai. In the Sharet Zion Ozvav, he brings down, even if most of the table is in the house, and only a tevach is in the sukkah, even Beis Shammai says in that situation it's mutter, because the horse argue shulchan tevach, because technically a shulchan of a tevach is fine, so we don't concern ourselves that there's even more there. And this is the opinion of the Chai Adam. The Birki Yosef, however, says, davka ruba b'sukkah, you need to have the majority of the table in the sukkah. V'afilu mashu yosef mechetziv sagi, even if it's a little bit more than half, that's fine, but if it's less than half in the sukkah, even though you have a tevach in the sukkah, he says it's no good. And he says, v'ein lahasig v'lo mehoa, there may be a mogen rom, dai b'shulchan tevach. Aye, what about the mogen rom says that it's adequate if you have one tevach in the sukkah? Dizeu im eino machzik rak tevach, that's only in a situation when it only has one tevach. But, avalo b'shulchan gadol, but not in a case where you have a large sukkah and only part of it is in the sukkah, then oz gazrinun shemishu moshech. Then he does concern himself that maybe you'll lean over, even though you have a tefach in the sukkah, but you have much of the table outside the sukkah, he is concerned in that situation. Dirshu footnote number 10 brings down, velishon b'mita, to sleep in a sukkah where half of the mattress, shechetzo tachas chach, v'chetzo tachas tikros habayis, half of it's in the sukkah, half of it's outside the sukkah, so Rav Nissim Karelitz, Zatzal, brings down that that's permissible also. Even though, shapapi, shi tochein, shi esafek, bishin also, litzad shenam b'sukkah, even though you might turn in your sleep, and instead of your head being underneath the schach, you're going to turn, and your head will be outside the sukkah, that's not your concern. Ein ze el onis, that's an accident, and lo gazru chacham okach, the rabbis never made gzeira in such a situation. He brings down as well from the Maril Diskin Zatzal, and he says, shemutr, it's also permissible, even if you're going to turn around, litzach eino tachas asukkah, and your head's now going to be underneath the house and not underneath the sukkah, eino tzarech lohayro, so you don't even have to wake him up, because shiba also shaw, at that moment in time, since he's sleeping, if you were to wake him up, he would be mitzar, and mitzar is potter from the sukkah. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Avolim kol shulchanu b'bayis, if the entire shulchan is in the house, afilu hu yoshev kula b'sukkah, even though you are sitting entirely in the sukkah, v'sukkah is a sukkah gedola, and it's a very, very large sukkah, osur, then it's not good." Now we go to Sifkot and Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu mi sukkah gedola, rotz lomar, v'kol shekeinim hi ketana, sheino machzek is rak roshav ruba." Certainly, if it's a small sukkah that only holds your head and your body, v'shulchanu b'sukkah b'bayis, then it's certainly no good, because the bezeh bevaday shayach lomar shema yimoshech achas shulchanu, kiyum damokum tzad lo b'sukkah. So certainly, if you're in a small sukkah, it's very likely that that's going to happen, and we certainly would have to make the gzera. In this situation, it's highly likely that you'll be drawn into the house. And he adds, "V'gam b'harbi poskim sovrin the bezeh ain yosim in haTorah." This may even be no good according to the Din Torah, because the lav diri klal, a small sukkah, may not even be good on a darais level at all, and therefore we have to be concerned in this situation. And Sivkot and Ches, you may be drawn after your sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot and Ches, Mishyesh lo sukkah besadeh, so if you have a sukkah outside your house in the field, could go on farm in a rural area, also lo tzimi besel lo sukkah derech Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to go carry from the south to the sukkah or back and forth through the Rishus HaRabim. Or Karmelis, even if it's a Karmelis, you can't do this. Likewise, v'chein shnei sukkos b'chotzer echad, if you have two people owning a sukkah in the same chotzer, shelo ervu eruv chatzeros, if they didn't make an eruv chatzeros, you also can't carry. Also lo taltim izu lezu, you can't go carry from one sukkah to the other sukkah by the yakum mutter, but by a non-Jewish person would be permissible. This is the dinim of eruv chatzeros, which we've learned previously. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masu Kilu Lo'achal says that this is the opinion of Tosos on Daf Gimel in Sukkah, that it's as if you didn't eat the Kilu Lo'achal b'Sukkah. And he says, Min HaTorah Lo'yotzi, you weren't Yotzi even in HaTorah. Given the Rabbanim, Gazru Azeb, Armu Ki'ilu Ki'im Mitzah Sukkah, therefore it's no good. However, the Ran and the Ritva say you're only not Yotzi mid the Rabbanim. The issue foot number 13 has a number of interesting discussions. In the second paragraph, he discusses what about a woman that eats in a Sukkah like this. So Rav Nissim Karelitz says that she's Mutter Lo'varech Leisha b'Sukkah even in such a Sukkah. The gzeira of Shema Yimoshev doesn't apply to a woman. the issue put number 14 brings down that if the other people in the yard made an Erev, and only the person living in the sukkah didn't make the Erev, he doesn't ruin it for them, he is not considered a Dira. With this, we conclude this beautiful siman and today's shir.